Hello and welcome to the Vet Blast podcast. I am your host, Dr. Adam Christman, Chief Veterinary Officer here at Fetch DVM 360.
Guest this week is Clint Latham with Luca Veterinary Data Security and founder and owner of it. So thank you so much for being on.
Yeah, honored to be here. Super excited.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about your background here. So you saw that there are a number of practices that have a great local IT guy that needs a security and data insights that are specific to the veterinary industry. Clint wanted to find a way to support independent IT professionals while simultaneously providing security and data insights to those that protect his four-legged best friends. How did this evolve? I love it.
Yeah, so before I started this company, I was working in the what we call the MSP space. So it's basically an outsourced IT company that handles all the administrative sides of a business. So my printer isn't working, my computer's running slow, kind of all that day-to-day operation stuff. And in that, we did cover a little bit of the security side. And what I had realized is that that was also a very red carpet approach, right? So it costs a lot more money. And I realized from a lot of practices, being at a lot of different conferences, that everybody kind of wants the, you know, a lot of practice owners want the security and stability side of things, but they just don't necessarily want or can't afford the rest of that. You know, and so when you're looking at spending 1.5 to 3% of your gross revenue, just not really an option, right, for a lot of practices. So I was trying to figure out a way, how can we solve that problem? We can fit within the AHA, you know, if you're an AHA accredited practice, they say that your IT contract should be roughly 0.4% of gross revenue. So how can we keep that number down, fit within that budget, but kind of provide you with the security and stability that you want? And I realized, having two Yorkies, you know, as a doctor, you can probably appreciate this, that, you know, my DVM is always like, clean his teeth, right? Make sure his teeth are clean, because it has this downstream effect on his overall health. And that was the same thing when it comes to IT security. So if we really focus on the security and we look at the gaps, so the first step is we get my layered security approach and software suite installed across the network, so we can really keep you protected. And then part of that also gives me some insights to see where some of the other gaps are. And if we can kind of focus on the security gaps, it has this downstream effect on your overall IT health, and it helps us to kind of shore up any of those gaps and kind of reduce that overall cost.
What are, give me some examples of some gaps that we see in veterinary medicine.
I mean, the big ones is Windows 7 machines, I guess, is a big thing right now. Microsoft no longer supports Windows 7. And so essentially, if I'm a hacker, I'm going to buy a Windows 7 device. And I know that however that machine sits today is how it's going to sit for the life of it. So I know that there are a lot of X-ray systems out there that are, they aren't Windows 10 ready, which is a little surprising to me. But all I have to do is find one gap to get in, right? So, and if you have that Windows 7 machine sitting on your network, that's just an easy way for me to get in, because I can build a machine, figure out how to get in. And then from there, once I'm in the network, then I can kind of do whatever I want.
Gotcha. Are you finding that you're extra busier now with COVID and the pandemic here, and there's a lot of telemedicine that's in play?
Yeah, so that has been big on a couple of factors. So we saw, I think in the cybersecurity industry, we saw a 423% increase in overall small business attacks related to COVID. And that's because of a couple of things, right? I mean, even in the vet space, there's a number of practices that I work with where they're having CSRs work from home, or associates doing telemedicine calls from home, leveraging tools like Zoom. So we know that there's a lot of communication going back and forth from the business to a private home network. And so unfortunately, most people never change the password or the username on their home router. And so I actually have on a little hacking machine that I have, I have a downloaded list of passwords that I can use as a white hat hacker. So as somebody to see where the gaps are, they will just brute force my way into any of those networks. Again, once I'm on your home network and on your machine that's connecting back to the hospital, it's an easy way for me to get in and then compromise all the data across your network.
Well, that's scary to hear, actually.
Yeah.
But I guess, so if I'm a pet parent, let's say, and yeah, I have some sort of like two-way messaging app, or I'm using some sort of an app to pay, is that a concern for veterinary hospitals?
it really comes down to the vendor, right? I mean, we have to look at, especially if they're paying over the app, you know, is that PCI compliance? I mean, if we look at GDPR and the California Consumer Protection Act, that act is soon going to wipe across the United States. I mean, it's only a matter of time. Just the fact that you're collecting over the internet name, address, phone number, and email address, those are all personally identifiable items. And in California and in the UK and Europe, if that information was to be compromised, you would be held liable for that. So, you know, a lot of people only think about it from the credit card side, but we really have to start thinking about it from the personally identifiable information. So like in the HIPAA world, in human medicine, it's, you know, anything that talks about, that's anything that's personally or electronically protected information, that is now kind of encompassing basic information like email address, name, phone number, that sort of thing. So again, it comes down to how the application is handling it. You know, how is that communication encrypted end to end? Is it PCI compliant? Are you integrating with your practice management system? A lot of times, unfortunately, if you are integrating, it's not PCI compliant, meaning that that communication between the terminal and your practice management system is not encrypted, which means it's not PCI compliant. And again, all I have to do is be the man in the middle to intercept that transmission.
That's great. It's great that there are services like yourself that's out there to help us with that. You don't realize it. I think a big example for us as a practicing veterinarian was with Hurricane Sandy. And we were out of, you know, electricity for a good solid 2 weeks. And I know that you guys work with disaster recovery plans, correct?
Yep. Yeah. So, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was just going to say, like, I remember that was so scary because we couldn't access records for a while. And then we were concerned about data breaching and all those things.
Yeah. So I think that's probably the biggest concern that I see for most practices is that, you know, they're using the IDEX Vet Vault or Avamarx, whatever their terminology is for their cloud-based solution, which is a great starting point. And don't get me wrong, I think that if you're doing the local hard drive backups and you decide to implement one of their cloud-based backup tools, that is a great start. But like in the situation you talk about, fire theft or flood or the server melts, it's great you have all that data somewhere, but how do you access it and how do you use it? And that's what we don't think about a lot of times is, you know, how long is it actually going to take to pull that data down and put it on a device or a server that it's actually accessible and usable across all the machines on the network. So I have a device that essentially runs as the server. It mirrors a server. It's about the size of an Apple TV. It's pretty small, but it actually mirrors the server completely. And we can have it do it every hour, you know, 24 hours a day. And we've actually had practices where simple things like moving a server, you know, because they're expanding, their practice is growing, it's expanding. They went to move their old server and it just wouldn't come on. What, 7 o'clock at night on a Sunday, it's Monday morning. We know how Mondays are, right? We got patients coming at 7 a.m. What do? Well, we just turned this device on and they actually ran on this little device as the actual server. So they saw patients that had access to all their data and they were a little bit slower than their actual server, but they were still functioning, right? That's the biggest piece. And then on top of that is it also replicates to the cloud. So again, Hurricane Sandy or something like that were to happen, could essentially set you up in a strip mall somewhere, turn on your server in the cloud and you'd still have access to all your data and you could kind of see people like one of those temporary Halloween shops that sets up everywhere.
Right. I like the comparison. So if I'm a veterinary hospital that's interested in this, how do I reach out to you? How does it start?
Yeah. So the first piece is really just go to luca.vet. You can fill out our little submission form there on the homepage and just kind of tell us what your primary concerns are. We just set up a free 30-minute consult to kind of understand what's going on, what are your primary concerns, if it's something that we can help you with. If you want to move forward, then it's pretty simple. We send you a little piece of software that's just double click. That's all you do. No instructions to follow. It's not complicated. Just double click it and allows us to do the rest. And then we start protecting the network, start gathering in some information, and then we meet every quarter to kind of really understand what the technology is like in your practice, where those gaps are, and how we keep you secure and stable.
And I'm sure you offer team training too, right?
Yep. Yeah, exactly. So, you know, one big thing is a lot of people are looking at like cybersecurity insurance, stuff like that. 70% of cybersecurity claims are denied because you haven't taken reasonable measures to train your staff and to provide basic documentation in your employee handbook. So we'll provide you with boilerplate templates you can put in your employee handbook that we can kind of bring to your practice to kind of cover those gaps and also provide some training to your staff so that in the event something terrible were to happen, we should be, at least be able to file our claim.
Good. And finally, I got to ask you about your logo, because you know I love it.
Yeah.
share with our listeners about the logo to Luca Veterinary Data Security.
Yeah, so if you go to my website, there's a picture of a three-legged shepherd. And how that story came about is I have a good friend who is in the military side of things, and she had sent me this article that was about these two Yorkies, and I have Yorkies. Well, I have only one now. We lost one earlier, but we were joking about how, you know, these Yorkies in World War II were parachuting behind enemy lines, and they're far tougher than people give them credit for. But ironically, how the name came about is there's an article to this dog named Luca. And as I clicked on the article and I started reading it, she was a Belgian Malinois mix, so I don't think she's an actual German Shepherd, but kind of in that Shepherd category. And she served in the Afghan and Iraq wars, and her job was to kind of lead the charge in front of the Marines. So she would kind of go up and sniff out any threats. And so on her last tour of duty, she found an IED. The Marines come up and they're disarming it. So she does what she does best, and she charges ahead. She finds another one. But unfortunately, before the Marines could get there to disarm it, it goes off, and she takes the brunt of the force of the explosion. But luckily for her, the Veterinary Corps of Engineers was there. They airlifted her out. She was able to survive, and she just ended up losing a limb. But as I heard that story, I really thought that what she did was really everything I wanted this company to kind of embody. And A, not only the human-animal relationship that I think is just, that's what part of the reason I fell in love with this industry, but also to kind of be that person to sniff out and find those attacks that you can't see. And then if something does happen, to be there to take the brunt of that attack, and also to kind of provide you with this clear guided path through the technology landscape.
I love that you did that. Let me tell you, it's a great story to tell. And I think it's such a strong logo that stands behind such a strong company and what you're doing. So, but thank you so much for sharing that too.
Yeah, thank you.
Clint Latham.
Yeah, thank you for having me on. It was truly an honor. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Vet Blast podcast with me, Dr. Adam Christman. Tune in next time. Remember, take care of your animals and always stay pawsome.